going to focus. And my focus this morning is focus that overcomes. Focus that overcomes. And this is such a familiar passage of Scripture, but how many of you know, just because it's a familiar passage of Scripture, it doesn't mean that we're always living it. Hello? Just because we've heard the Scripture, it's one thing to hear it, but it's another thing to live it. And we read here in 1 John chapter 4, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Everyone say into the world. "And by this you will know the Spirit of God. Because every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." Everyone that confesses that Jesus came as a baby in a manger is of the Spirit of God. "And every spirit," verse 3, "that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist." Everyone say Antichrist. "The spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, but guess what? Is now already in the world." The spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, in this letter, John says, guess what? It's here. And I'll encourage us, it's still here this morning, amen, the spirit of the Antichrist. But in spite of the spirit of the Antichrist, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Can I get an amen? Because he who is in you is greater than the enemy, the Antichrist spirit who is in the world. Because, verse 5, "they are of the world. Therefore they speak as of the world, and the world surely hears them. But we are of God." Everyone say, "we are of God." We're not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world system. We are of God. "And he who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Father, I thank you this morning. What a powerful message we read in these simple verses, that greater is he that is in us than any force that is in this world. Bless our ears to hear this morning in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You have the overcoming spirit inside of you. Today it's focus that overcomes. You have the overcoming spirit inside of you, because greater is he, amen. Or say it with me, greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in me than he that is out there trying to oppose me. Here's what we learned at Christmas. Yes, we are thankful that he is Emmanuel, God with us. But more importantly, he's Emmanuel, God in us. Hallelujah. He's in us. The Spirit of God is in us. Jesus is in us. Colossians 1:27. "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, who is Christ," where? "In you." He's Christ in us this morning, church. The hope of glory. Mary carried Jesus until he had to come out. This morning you carry Jesus in you. And guess what? He has to come out. He has to come out. He has to come out in our speech. He has to come out in our love. He comes out in our actions. He comes out in our devotion. He comes out in our passions, because he is God in us. The same spirit that says greater is he that's in you. That overcoming spirit. But how many of you know, it doesn't matter if it's in you, if the spirit that is not in you is not an overcoming spirit. Hello? You've got to have an overcoming person inside of you. Dave Bell, very early on in his ministry, wrote a song, I've got the victor living in me. I've got the victor living in me. I'm not moved by what I see. I've got the victor living in me. You've got a champion inside of you. How do I know that? I read John chapter 16. Look at the words of Jesus out of the Amplified. And this is I feel like this is such a strong message. And I was hoping all our graduates would be here today, but this is for our seniors this morning. Nick, I want you to take this verse and I want you to really let it latch on in your spirit, man, that you grab and you take a hold of what Jesus tries to say here. Because I have told you these things so that in me you may have, everyone say perfect peace. Perfect peace. You may have perfect peace and confidence. Well, why do I need perfect peace and confidence? Because here's where you're headed, seniors. Here's where you're headed, church. Because in this world, everyone say in this world. That's where we live, is in this world. We're not of it, but we're certainly in it. Because in this world, you will have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. Oh, doesn't that just warm the cockles of your heart this morning? In this world, you will have tribulation, trials, distress, and frustration. I know you guys got to warm me up here, because I guarantee if I'd have just said that in prison, I would have got some serious, come on, Pastor, you better shake that bush. That's the truth. Out there waiting for you, out there for all of us, is trials and tribulations and distress and frustration. But Jesus says, don't worry. Be of good cheer. Everyone say good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. Ooh, I like that word. Be undaunted. Because of the fact that there's tribulation and trials and distress and worry out there. Here's why we can be so excited. Jesus says, for I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I've overcome it. I have deprived it of its power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. And that spirit of the overcomer is inside of you. When he says, greater is he that is in you, it's that spirit right there. The overcoming spirit that Jesus had to overcome the world and all of its troubles, all of its trials, all of its distresses and frustration. So if Jesus is an overcomer, guess what? You're an overcomer also. It's in your DNA to be an overcomer. I'm telling you, I'm preaching much better than your amening this morning. You're an overcomer. I'm an overcomer this morning. And I guarantee you, we're all aware of the troubles and trials and distresses and frustrations that is out there that comes from living in this life. And Jesus knew that that was going to happen to us. He knew that there were going to be times when we were going to become weary and well-doing. He knew that there were times where our faith was going to ebb a little lower than what it should have been. And he spoke these words to us, and he spoke these words to his disciples. Be of good cheer. Don't worry about it, because I've overcome the world for you. So here's what we understand about an overcomer. I got some points here. Number one, your attitude changes about problems associated with this world. When you're an overcomer, your attitude changes towards problems that are associated with this world. Why? Because you have a kingdom mindset. Amen? You have a kingdom mindset. Your mind is not a mind of this world. No, you have a mind that is looking towards heaven and not towards earth. Again, ask yourself the question, what is the worst this world can do to me? What's the worst this world can do to us? Take us home. Take us to where we're going anyway. That's the worst this world has. So while the world is bringing on distress and frustration, the people of God, the overcomers, stand undaunted, having perfect peace. Is that scriptural, Bible? Is that scripture, Pastor? Perfect peace? Oh, yeah. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Because you will keep him in what type of peace?
Perfect peace.
perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Why? Because he trusts in you. His confidence is in you. He has faith in you. This afternoon, my message for these inmates is, I'm going to ask them the question, where's your faith? Because our faith has to be on him, amen? Our faith has to be, our confidence, our trust has to be on the God who causes. And again, look what we're already trusting him with. Is anybody worried today about the earth slinging out of orbit, out of the gravitational pull of the sun? Have you worried about, fretted about that this morning? Anyone? Fretted about the earth? Why haven't you been fretting and worrying about us slinging out of the gravitational orbit of the sun? Because God put his hand on that. God designed it. God, in his greatness, think about this and how the earth orbits at just the right speed. And so that based on the speed of the orbit, we get our days. And based on the speed of the orbit, we get our seasons. Hallelujah. I love the seasons. I love spring. I love fall. I love summer. I love winter to a degree. I love summer to a less degree. I'm ready to go back with Don. Lee, my heart just gets sad again. Don and Sharon heading back up to Oregon in a couple of weeks. We all decide to go with them. Amen. Get out of this 100-degree heat. No, none of us worried about the gravitational pull of the sun this morning because why? God put it in place. And he saw, Scripture says, and it was good. He looked at that creation. He said, man, that is good. I did a great job. Pats himself on the back. Good job, Holy Spirit. Good job, Jesus. Woo. Yes, your attitude changes about problems associated with this world. Why? Because you're an overcomer. Number two this morning, how many of you know this? Because you have the spirit of the overcomer, you might get down, but you get right back up. Hello? You might get knocked down. You might fall down. The world might trip you up, but you know what? You're getting right back up on your feet. Why? Because the Bible says, according to Proverbs 24, though a righteous man falls, how many times? What type of a man? A righteous man. Though you fall seven times, but what do? You rise again. You rise again. Not like the wicked, when they fall, they fall. No, because you're an overcomer, the spirit of overcomers in you. When you fall, you get back up. You have a confidence. You have trust. You have, if everyone say it, faith. Now, question. Why do you need faith? You don't need faith if you're not falling and getting knocked down and the enemy's not trying to take you out. You don't need faith if God puts you in a bubble and you're protected and you are nothing, you only walk in the blessings of the Lord. You don't need faith if all you do is walk in perfect health and you walk in everything and it's like the streets for you are, it's like you're already in heaven. The streets are lined with gold for you. Follow the yellow brick road. That's all you're doing, just following the yellow brick road. I don't know about you, but last time I checked, I'm not driving and walking on streets that go paved with gold yet. Matter of fact, my streets got potholes in them. My blacktop road's got some potholes in it. And yet I read in Hebrews chapter 11, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Think about the conversation that Satan had with God about Job. Satan said, listen, you protect him. You bless him. Your hands are all over this man. But take your hands off of him. Let me squeeze him and let's see what comes out of him. That's what Satan said. God said, go ahead. I will take my hands off of Job. And here's what it says about Job, that because he was upright, because he was blameless, because he feared God and hated evil, Job stood his ground and said, you know what? My hope and trust is in the Lord. even though all the people around him are particularly, I was the one person I wonder why he didn't take Mrs. Job. Just me. Mrs. Job's like, curse God and die. Come on, just curse God. You know what's in your heart? Curse God. And what did Job say? No. Job said this to his wife. You speak as one of the foolish ones. He flat out called her a fool. You foolish woman. Shall we indeed accept good from God? Only accept good? Or shall we accept adversity also? Wow. What a statement of faith. That's faith. To be able to say, you know what? I will accept God's goodness and God's grace and His mercy, and I'll accept all the benefits. But if the Lord wants me to walk through something that's a little troubling, I don't know if I can trust Him in that. No, church, you have the heart of an overcomer, amen? And because you have a heart of an overcomer, even though you go through some adversity, Job says, I know if God is as good as He says He is, then I know He has something better for me if I've lost all these things in my life. And Job was able to say, you know what? And of course, he had to have a little conversation with God to be able to get these things straightened out, didn't he? But at the end, how many of you know the Lord took care of Job because his hope and his confidence and his trust was totally in God? And it is on you also because you have the heart of an overcomer. Number three this morning, if you have the heart of an overcomer, know this. A song of praise and worship will be your anthem. Amen. A song of praise, a song of worship will be your anthem. I read it, and again, God's given us an entire book of this Bible that is a song book, literally. The Psalms. What are the Psalms? I was thinking about this. Do we really understand that the book of Psalms is a book that these scriptures were meant to be sung? And in the heart of an overcomer, your praise, your worship is your anthem of your life. I read in Psalms 42, as the deer pants for the water brooks, Lord, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for you, God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before you? Why? Because I've been through some adversity. My tears have been my food day and night. And they say to me, where is your God? But when I remember these things, I pour my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude, and I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and a voice of praise. Church, there it is for you. A voice of joy and a voice of praise. Then he asks himself the question again. So, why are you so downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disquieted within me? Hope. Hope in God. Everyone say hope. Hope in God. For I will yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. For the help of, think about this, His countenance. What do you think God's countenance is this morning as He looks down at us? How do you visualize God's countenance? Hope in God hope, confident expectation of good for the future. If you've never heard that definition of hope, you need to write that down. Hope is confident expectation of good for the future. And as an overcomer, you have hope. You have a confident expectation of good for the future. For I will praise Him. There will be a song that will come from my lips because of the help of God's countenance. Oh, thank you, Lord. We used to sing, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful grace. In the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Why do we gaze into the eyes of Jesus? For the help of His countenance. Hallelujah. Oh, a song. Come on, church. You may not be a person particularly who considers yourself to be a psalmist or an instrumentalist, but let me tell you what, inside of you is a heart of a worshiper. Inside of you is a heart of one who needs to let a song arise from time to time. Or you might be like Randall. If Randall was here this morning, he'll whistle. That's how it comes out in him. He likes to whistle when he does. That's his most holy worship that he has to the Lord. It's him whistling. And I can tell it when he does it. I mean, it is a sincere worship to God. And that's because he has the heart of an overcomer. Is this helping anyone this morning to understand the greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? We got 5 minutes. We need to wrap this thing up. Hallelujah. Oh, man, this is good this morning. I'm telling you, I had a tough week. I'll just be honest. Does that bother you if the pastor says he had a tough week? Does that bother you? Because I know for a lot of folks that is just, it bothers them that the pastor may have struggled this week. But I had a tough week, and I needed to, this word, this wasn't even for you this morning. It's for me to be able to understand that God has placed inside of me a heart of an overcomer. Hallelujah. How many of you know this? People who are overcomers have joy. People who are overcomers have joy because happiness is dependent on what happens. But when you have a joy in your heart, listen, you're just serving God, and you know that, you know what? If God's got me going through some things, it's for a reason. I read over in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 5. It says, and when they call the apostles forth and beat them, boy, were they having a good week or not? And they called the apostles for them to be beaten. They commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing. They got joy in their hearts. They're whooping it up, giving it the high fives. Woo! We got beaten for the Lord this week. That's the heart of an overcomer. They're beaten, and they're walking away, whooping it up, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Man, Lord, let some of that get inside of me. I don't necessarily want to be beat up this week for my faith, but you know what? When you have the heart of an overcomer, they were able to rise up above the beating. They were able to rise up above the beat down. Church, you're going to be able to rise up this week. Amen. Hallelujah. Lastly, as we close this morning, people who are overcomers have great hope. Turn in your Bibles with me, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. A hope, that confident expectation of good for the future. Verse 7, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 7. And our hope for you, Paul writes, is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, you will also partake of the consolation. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God. Our trust is where? In God, who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us. Come on, you got to have the hope today. That does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. Hallelujah. Our God delivered me from my sin. He delivered me from my shame. Hallelujah. Gave me a new name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, which, by the way, is the only way. Hello. Our name has to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life if we're going to heaven. And he took my shame. He delivered me from my sin. And now because of that, I'm still going to keep trusting in him. Amen. I trusted him to forgive my sins, and now I'm trusting him to lead me through. I jump over a couple of chapters and look at the board up here. 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, we do not lose heart. We're overcomers. We do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment is working for us a far more and exceeding weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are so temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Stand with me this morning. One more scripture. We're going back to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Read it with me. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we. Where?
In this world.
Where?
In this world.
As He is, so are we in this world. Because there is no fear in God's love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And we love him because he first loved us. Man, we are today as he is in the world. Greater is he. Go ahead. Turn to your neighbor. Greater is he this morning as A and you. Greater is he, Thomas. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Woo! How many overcomers encouraged this morning? Amen. The heart of an overcomer is inside each and every one of you. Father, I thank you this morning. Lord, I pray for that person who is, they've had a rough week and they're still struggling and there's fear and there's things that are gripping them. Father, I say in Jesus' name, they are released, and the Spirit of God that is inside of them is rising up, and all fear and all doubt is being cast out this morning. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, we thank you that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And all God's people said, amen. Go this week and be blessed of God as you are the heart of an overcomer. Amen.